This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Obviously, we're going to bumble over because halfway through the week, our listener Ella tells us about an interesting text she received from her boss. Chris is somewhere near the Arctic Circle. There's more bangers and more tickets for festivals. And Radio 1's newest DJ, Jordan North, joins me for Real or No Real. Scott Mills here on BBC Radio 1. Thanks for all of the snake emojis, guys, that I've been getting on social media. If you missed this yesterday, basically, I'm going on Saturday Kitchen this week. It's Chris's all-time favourite show. I mean, he absolutely adores it. And I somehow forgot to mention it to him that I'm going on, and he doesn't seem to have been invited. Because I forgot. I didn't realise it was this week, so I forgot to mention it to him. Which he said was a bit snaky, a bit muggy. He is not here today. He's away at another extreme festival. But he does seem, if I'm correct, to have added the noise of a snake to all of my jingles. Let me just check.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yeah. And this one.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Excellent.
Scott Mills.
This is how thirsty people are for Love Island. So many people have been complaining how ITV have been so slow in putting it up on catch up on the ITV hub. Loads of people going like, took 4 hours last night. Have you been finding this? Are they really slow putting it up? You love it. Meanwhile, Piers Morgan on Good Morning Britain this morning says, it makes you a lesser person if you watch it.
I won't lie to you.
Scott Mills. E-Radio.
Earlier in the week, I texted the producer of this show, asking him if he'd like to come to a Coldplay concert with me. He assumed the text wasn't for him. He thought I was sending it to someone else and had sent it to him by mistake, so didn't reply until I mentioned it at work the next day and told him that it actually was for him, which means I obviously like him more than he thinks I do. Also, if it hadn't have actually been meant for him and he said, yes, I'd love to come, what the hell would I have done then? Luckily, that wasn't the case. And that got us chatting about when you accidentally text the wrong person. Often happens, I find, when you're slagging someone off, because it's about them, then you send it to them by mistake and then have to try and wriggle your way out of it, which is horrible. Ella's been in touch and she thinks she's got one of these texts that was definitely meant for someone else. Hi, Ella.
Hiya.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, you? What was the text then? What's the situation?
Okay, so basically, it was like a Thursday morning, I wasn't at work, and I had a few text messages come through from my boss. Now, both of my bosses, well, they're husband and wife.
Okay, so your bosses are a husband and wife team?
They are indeed, yep. So I had a few messages come through from my from my boss. They very clearly weren't for me.
Right. Were they for his wife?
Quite eye-opening, actually, meant for his wife.
Okay.
So basically, he was trying to organise a get-together with him, his wife, and another lady friend.
Oh, I see. Like that?
Like that.
One of those more adventurous couples?
I think so. I think it's safe to say that's definitely what they were going for, yeah.
And did you know that they were so adventurous before you got these text messages from your boss?
No, not at all. Okay. It's very eye-opening, but you know, maybe they were just putting the feelers out to see if I was into that kind of thing.
So you were 100% sure that these texts weren't for you?
Yeah, 110%. Like, very, very quickly afterwards, he realised his mistake, and he was like, no! And he was like, that wasn't meant for you, that was meant for... and named his wife.
Oh. Has this not made it really awkward in the office?
It has. I mean, she doesn't know that he messaged me. If she knew that he had messaged me, she would absolutely fly off the handle.
Yeah, she'd be mortified.
Yeah, she would be. She really would be. I mean, also, he was like, please don't tell anyone, but I kind of got straight on the group message to all the girls. I was like, girls, look what I've just been said. So kind of everybody knows about it.
You can't not let people know that. It's too good.
You can't, can you?
No.
I was literally screaming, dancing around my room. I was like, Mum, look what I've just been sent. And she was like, oh my God.
Have you ever been to their house?
No. I'm going to try and avoid that. I don't want to find myself in any awkward situations.
I was going to say, if you ever pop round, check if they've got pampas grass outside the front door. But that's apparently a classic sign of, hello, we're adventurous.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that one.
Mm. So now your boss knows that you know. How are you feeling about that?
It can be a bit awkward sometimes. Like, if I see him, luckily I don't have to see him very often. But if I do see him, obviously that's all that I can think about.
Yeah.
And like, if they go away for the weekend or whatever, oh yeah, we're going on holiday, we'd like going for a long weekend away, I just think...
Who with?
Who are you meeting up with? Who are you taking back to your hotel room? Like,
we've said this before on the show. I was in a hotel a few years ago, and this man, like, boldly comes up to me and, like, slips this piece of paper under my hand. Do you know about this?
No.
If you'd like to join me and my wife in room 312. I was like, obviously made my excuses and left.
Yeah, right, I bet. Well, you should have gone along just to see what was sort of going out.
That's what Chris Stark says, and I totally disagree.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, it could have been something completely innocent. I doubt it, but it would have been interesting, right?
Out of interest, Ella, if that text was meant for you, would you be at all keen?
No, I don't think so. I think that would be really awkward.
I've seen shows about this on Channel 4. I don't get it either.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, OK, well, I just thought I'd check. Good story. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you so much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You know I thrive on your stories. Send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Use my email.
With Scott Mills.
Jar and Solihull's been on. Quick question, Mills. Have all the Boardmasters tickets gone? No, there's a pair left because I've not said the key word yet. But when I do, then you call after you hear the klaxon, which sounds like this. Only after I've said the word, you call 03700 100 100. Greg James has the word you're listening out for that I am not allowed to say.
Music.
And again.
Music.
So Wimbledon's on. Comes around so quick, right? I think it's an ideal time to bring back library tennis. It's been a year since we've done it. If you've not heard it before, we take two contestants and get them to go into their college or uni library. Then they sit at opposite ends of the library and take it in turns to outgrunt each other. It's a bit like that game Bogeys. Uh-oh. So it's just basically testing your nerve. Like, have you got more nerve than your other player? You know when a tennis player puts all their might into it and they hit the ball and this happens? And this? That's what we're looking for. So, a good game of library tennis sounds something like this. Are you keen? Are you going to be in your uni or college library tomorrow afternoon-ish? Would you like to play library tennis? Warning, it might annoy the other people in the library. Let me know. You can text now, 81199, or you can email me. Put your number on it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's what happened when Laura and Kaylee played last year. Laura, back to you. Quickfire. Kaylee. Laura.
Kaylee.
Laura, have you got any more?
I feel like I'm coming to the end, but I'll try.
Okay. Okay, it has to end there, surely.
Is that it?
No, it's still going. I mean, this is a real test of your nerve. Then we make a montage, like they do on the TV, like the highlights, and they sound like this. Yes. Do you want to be on library tennis? I think we should get it going, because Greg's show's from Wimbledon today. It's on. 81199, email me scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you and one of your mates at uni is keen.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're halfway through the week. Here we go.
Another one?
Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Yes, Brenda. Again. Radio 1's old email address. They were really long, and so was the website.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:/html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
Pete Tong there. And now Sky News. It's Adam Bolton and a sandwich.
We'll leave it there and I'll pass it back to you, Adam.
Thank you very much indeed, Ed. Well, this is Battersea.
Michael Jackson, we still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson.
It's the £1 fish guy.
Michael Jackson, we all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders, Michael Jackson.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Hi, I'm Mark Goodyear. If you suffer from asthma, stick around for the next 20 minutes or so. You could be in for a few surprises.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on, amigos, let's go. It's Bumbler Wednesday. Bubs is bumbling, delivering beer in Hampshire. Dean and Josephine bumbling in a very hot car on the way to London to see Kings of Leon at Hyde Park tomorrow. Hi, Gemma, who's on the way to the Body Coach's HIIT workout in Hyde Park. I'll see you there later, yeah. I'm DJing, innit? Good Gap says Hugh and his tractor in sunny Sussex. Who else? Taps Off says Natalie in Bedford. Happy midweek to you. Bumbling at my desk. I've got Radio 1 playing and a colleague walked in as the Michael Jackson song played. Embarrassing. Good though, isn't it? Harry and the Hearst Farms team bumbling their bales off in Runham Flat out on grass. Natty in the garden in Marlow. Very nice.
Bumbalea, bumbalea.
Will is hay baling in Caister. Richard and Colin are fence erecting in a quite tropical quad ring. I don't know where that is. Sounds fun.
40 of those.
Yes. Sam bumbling is not off in a tractor in mid-Wales. Codge and Switzer bumbling on a sweaty run in Eastleigh. Big up Eastleigh. Nick, Tony, Gary and Jamaican Tony bumbling in the swimming pool with lots of drinks in Northall. Get you. Also, we've got Chris, Scott and Dan bricklaying in Chelmsford and then going to Boardmasters. Yes, lads. That'll do it.
I'll see you.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, this is going to stress me out, but let's speak to Chris Stark, who's somewhere in the world. Hello.
You're right, Scott Mills, you snake.
Oh, that's all I've had. Also, thanks for changing all the jingles to have a snake noise on the end.
It's a great move from me, wasn't it?
Really was. Where are you? What airport are you in?
So I'm in Norway, yes. In an airport called...
What airport?
Called... What's it called? Bodø.
You don't know who you are. Okay, and from Bodø, then, where you go?
So we've already done two planes. I had to go up at 5 this morning. Done two planes, and then I've got to get one more plane, but the planes are getting smaller throughout. So the next plane, and you know I'm not the best flyer anyway, but the next plane is like one of those really small ones.
One of the ones where the pilot also serves you the drinks?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly, and you've got to be on the lookout as well. It's like you're working.
It's true. The further you get away from actual civilization, the smaller the planes get.
Civilization. True.
You're going to the Arctic Circle. Is this right?
Yeah. Well, the edge of the Arctic Circle. I think it's the furthest I've been from home, but I'm not sure.
And what's the name of the place you're going to?
It's called the name of the festival, Ben.
Plana.
So it's called Plana. Festival, which is on the edge of the Arctic Circle, and it's extreme because it's so far away. It's like, I've never been to a festival in this kind of place before.
Yeah, but you've been to Bali. That's much further.
It doesn't seem that way, does it? I think just because the thing is, Scott, we do three planes, right? Then have a little sleep tonight. Then tomorrow I've got to get a boat for 8 hours to get to this place. It's a sailing boat as well.
It feels like it's far away because three planes. Anyway, this is for...
Three planes about. New Bear Grylls.
Yeah, you are the New Bear Grylls. This is for Chris's new documentaries that he's doing, where he goes to all of the world's most extreme music festivals. So good luck with that.
Oh, hang on, you've just said the word.
What word? Music.
It.
Oh, no!
You literally just said the word.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, wow, it's all going on. So, yeah, that is the word, music. So the lines are open now. They'll stay open for 5 minutes. If you want to win a pair of tickets, weekend camping tickets to Boardmasters, call us on 03 700 100 100. Well done, well spotted. I wouldn't have spotted that. Only two of you can come on air to play the game. You'll also need to impress the people answering the phones. So show them you are lively, entertaining and up for going to Boardmasters. You've got to be 18 or over. Standard geographic charges from landlines and mobiles apply. Terms and conditions are already on one website. Call us now, 03 700 100 100. So Chris is somewhere in Norway. In Carmarthenshire is Ridian. Hello.
Hello.
Is your life as exciting as Chris is today?
Not as much, just out on the farm feeding cows at the moment.
Okay, right, so you're a bit of a farmer?
Yes.
Okay, and whereabouts is your farm?
It's just outside Carmarthen.
Got ya. Okay, Ridian, so do you listen to us every day while you're ploughing the fields?
Yes.
Yes. And who do you normally pick on bangers?
I usually pick Chris.
Okay. But you listen every day, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I've got for you. See if this tickles your fancies. Try yourself. Take only what you need. Do you know this, Ridian?
Yes, love it.
Good it. Really good. Is it sunny there at the moment?
Yeah, very sunny.
Exactly. So this will sound awesome. Exactly. MGMT. Kids. Over to you, Stark.
Well, that is a good choice from Snakey there, but don't go for Snakey. I like to imagine you ploughing away to this, really, and this is my choice today.
Yes?
Come on, you know it's a banger. It's Vankelmut.
Yeah.
My head is a jungle. Yeah.
So it's between MGMT and Vankelmut. What are you going to do, Ridian?
I'm going to have to sneak you a bit there, Chris, and go with Scott there.
Yes! He goes with the snake.
No.
Yes. I've got two callers on the line. Only one of them is going to go to Boardmasters in Cornwall, but I tell you what, they're both equally up for it. They have never been before, either of them. Rob, hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you. I'm actually doing Yeah You, Towie Star, with an Essex person. Whereabouts are you? Near Southend, right?
Yeah, near Southend.
And you are a Boardmasters virgin?
That's right, yeah.
But you want to go bad.
I do. I really want to go.
I tell you what, when the weather's nice, it's so good. Hi, Ben.
Hiya.
I know you want to go as well. You're in Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
Bit of a trek down there from Worcester, but totally worth it when you get to Cornwall.
Definitely.
Good luck, all right? So, here we go. You're going to need to tell me the act, artist or band and whether they're playing or not playing at Boardmasters this year. If Rob gets it right on line one, Ben on line two must also get it right for the game to continue. But if you get it wrong and Ben on line two gets it right, they will win the tickets. Obviously, if you both get it wrong, we keep on going. You've got 5 seconds to answer with playing or not playing. The first answer you give will be final, but please do give an answer, OK, in that 5 seconds. You both very clear?
Yep.
OK, good luck. This is for a pair of weekend camping tickets to Boardmasters. Let's do it! Rob.
Yep.
Are Wolf Alice playing Boardmasters?
Not playing.
Not playing, you're saying, for Wolf Alice, and that is correct. They are not on. Ben.
Yep.
Are Slaves playing Boardmasters?
Yes, they are playing.
Straight in. You've studied the lineup, my friend. Yeah, they are playing. Okay, on to round two. Rob, are Icarus playing Boardmasters?
Yes, playing.
You're saying Icarus are playing?
Yep.
And you are correct, they are. Okay, Ben. We've got to get this right.
Okay.
Are Dutch Uncles playing Boardmasters?
Yes, they are.
He's so confident. Correct, they are. Okay, Rob. Is Jamie McColl playing Boardmasters?
Not playing.
That is correct. Not playing. Jamie is part of Bombay Bicycle Club. Okay, Ben. Is Freddie Cowan playing Boardmasters?
Yes.
Both correct again. Yes, playing and part of the Vaccines. Rob. Is Brad Schultz playing Boardmasters?
Yes.
So you're saying you need to say playing or not playing?
I'll play him.
Okay. That is wrong. So sorry. Part of Cage the Elephant not playing. So, Ben.
Okay.
If you get this right, you get the tickets. Is Ian Cook playing Boardmasters?
No.
Say playing or not playing?
Not playing. Not playing.
I can tell you, Ben. That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Get in there.
Get in. Ian Clark is not playing Boardmasters, part of Churches, and congratulations. Do you know who you're going to take?
A lot of things, probably. I don't know.
I mean, no. I mean, like, who you like, person-wise, who are you going to take?
Oh, my brother.
Okay,
my
good. Brother. And what's his name?
Jamie.
All right, Jamie. Jamie
probably.
And Ben, have an amazing time in Cornwall.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Yep. Think he's in shock. Scott Mills. This is Jordan North. Hiya.
Good afternoon, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, you are well chirpy considering you're doing the early shift on Radio 1.
Yeah, 2 o'clock starts. Had a nap after the show today.
Feel good? I used to do that. And as I got more into the show, like 2 years in, started off as a 2 o'clock start, then became more of a kind of 3-ish and 3:15
Right.
But then you don't want to snooze the alarm on those hours.
Oh, no. You don't sleep as well. You're always anxious that you slept in. You're constantly checking your phone. You wake up every hour. And you've got to keep your phone on loud because you don't want to, like, in case you do sleep in, you want someone to ring you. You did it for 5 years, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. And by the end of it, I was putting, I think I counted 6 alarm clocks at the other side of my bedroom.
Wow.
Because I was just immune to alarms after a while. I was like, oh, just keep getting more and more.
Do you wake up really confused? And like, sometimes I'll wake up at 2 and I'm like, or if I'll have my nap and I'm like, oh, what time is it? Have I missed the show? And I'm like, oh no, it's only 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, in the winter, you wake up and you're like, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's dark. And you're like, oh God, I'm going to miss the show.
Yeah, I do that. I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good though. Filling in for Adele this week while she does Clara's show. I've been enjoying you at the weekend as well when I've heard you. It's really good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I enjoy looking after things at the weekend. It's just quite fun at the weekend.
Yeah, well, you fill the many voids of Alice Levine when she doesn't turn up.
It was you that said I'm like Kate Garraway of Radio 1, didn't you? I heard that. I did hear that.
Yes. Okay. Here's Real or No Real.
In 23 years' time, you will be able to travel from London to Edinburgh in just 8 minutes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Wow.
Because obviously, I live in London, but I love Edinburgh. Just to be able to go there for a night out and probably come back
in 8 minutes
is awesome. Because, like, even though it's an hour flight, you've got to check in. So that's like, you know, you're talking like a 4-hour flight. It's about a 4-hour train, 4 or 5 hours. 8 minutes. How fast are you going?
That can't be real. 8 minutes. I live in Preston, right? And when I go to Burnley, which is just down the road, if we get the train, it takes 52 minutes.
Why?
Exactly. How is it going to take 8 minutes from London to Edinburgh?
What are we travelling in here?
Well, it's that really old train. It's one of those trains that stops at every stop.
Oh, the ones that you still have to open the door from the outside.
Yep, they are like
put your hand through a window.
But honestly, they are like that. And classic. There's never any seats, anything like that. Toilet's always out of order.
I don't know what kind of machine would be able to travel you from London to Edinburgh in 8 minutes. So I'm saying no real.
I'm going to go for no real too.
That one is real.
No. What? Get away.
Okay, here we go. It says here, in the year 2040, a brand new 4,000 mile an hour super shuttle called the Hyper Chariot will be launched and will be able to get you from London to Edinburgh in just 8 minutes.
I don't believe it.
So imagine that, right? You fancy some chips with some proper chippy sauce and they can be yours in 8 minutes. Yeah, that's true. 4,000, but I don't want to travel at 4,000 miles an hour, thanks.
8 minutes. It'll be like Concorde. It'll only last a couple of years, then it'll have to be phased out.
Imagine the G-force on your face. Actually, it could be quite good.
Better than Botox.
Natural lift. Okay, I'm down.
Stick your head out with that. You look 20 years younger.
And next.
Green peas are the most popular pizza topping in Brazil.
Why? They don't taste of anything.
You ever been to Brazil?
No, I'd love to.
No, neither.
I'd love to. But it does happen where you have, like, you know, local versions of things. Like in the Middle East, the most popular thing that you can get on the menu at McDonald's is the macarabia.
Really?
And if I'm ever in the Middle East, I'll always have that.
You're so well-travelled,
Scott. I'll do what the Middle Easterns do. It is basically a chicken wrap.
And that's the most popular thing in McDonald's?
Shawarma's big in the Middle East.
I don't get that. If you go into that fast place restaurant, you get a burger, don't you? You don't get wrap.
Yeah. Well, no, the wraps are doing all right now, I think. Mm. And then they've also, you know, like, we are healthy. Here's a salad. In Japan, the most popular thing at that restaurant is fillet of fish. Now, I would never order that here.
No, why would you go to the Golden Arches and get fish?
I don't understand why that's even still a thing. Why is it still on? No. Someone must be ordering it.
Are they still on the menus? Oh, yeah. For vegetarians and things.
Yeah.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
Yes, actually, I do.
So do I.
Yeah.
It was a big debate a couple of weeks ago.
Many people don't. So I'm saying peas are too bland to be the main thing on a pizza. So once again, I'm saying no real.
I'm going to go for real on that.
That one is real.
Get it.
Okay, so yeah, here we are. In Brazil, green peas are by far the most popular pizza topping. In Russia, it's mokba. I'll tell you what that is. Sardines, tuna, mackerel and onions. In Japan, it's eel and squid. And in France, it's a fried egg.
No, oh, I've had that before, fried egg at middle. It's all gooey and horrible.
It's the future, fried egg on pizza.
Scott Mills.
Okay, the last fact is Bieber related.
Justin Bieber has blamed his poor performance at Hyde Park on the fact that he had a Vicks VapoRub stick stuck up his nose.
We've all done it. I mean, they are just the right... just the right shape and size. You could easily get one lodged up there.
Like a crayon.
Yeah, same. I mean, he has done some weird things on stage. He did a Mooney once.
Did he?
Yep. Then he vomited on stage because he said he was drinking milk beforehand.
Why would you drink milk before you went on stage, though?
I know. Because he does... Well, no. He used to jump about a bit.
I always have a glass of milk before I go on air, come to think of it.
Yeah, but you're not dancing around a lot, are you?
Yeah, fair one.
Then in Oslo, he went off after one song saying, I'm done, I'm not doing the show. And then there was that time where he was like saying to the audience, okay, stop cheering or I'm walking off. Obviously, they didn't, so he did. And then the Despacito incident where he's like, I don't know the word, so I sing burrito. So he's had a catalogue of weird things.
Did he fall down a hole as well on stage last year?
Oh, yeah, that happened as well.
A manhole or something like that.
But did he get a Vicks VapoRub stick up his nose?
I'm going to go for real on that.
I'll say no real.
That one is no real.
Okay, it's not quite true. While Justin didn't actually get one of them stuck up his nose, he did say on stage that he was feeling a bit under the weather and, to combat his cold, had rubbed his entire nose in Vicks, which was causing him a lot of pain. That's going to burn.
That's going to be horrible.
If you apply too much, ow. At the end of that round of real or no real, it's a draw, 10 each. So I've just found out that Alice Levine, you're doing a show because she's off the... All of August.
Oh, yeah, I'm in for Alice pretty much all of August. I'm like the Radio 1 super sub, apart from the super bit. I'm like the Solskjaer of Radio
1. You are super.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, August, you're on. I love Alice. She does like to do a show now and again. Thanks, Jordan. Here's Ella Henderson.
Cheers.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, BBC Radio 1. Make sure you're there.